setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, folks, here we go. Coming to you live from Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville. You've joined a conversation about you, specifically who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, and how to get there. You were created to work. Yep, I'm letting that one sit for a second. What if I said you were created to contribute? Oh, okay, that sounds better, Ken. Well, that's the way we look at work, as your unique contribution to this world. You were created to fill a unique role. You were needed. You must do it. So for those of you who are going, Ken, I don't know what that is, well, we can help you figure that out. That'll be stage one, get clear. Some of you are going, Ken, I know what it is, but I'm not quite sure how to get there. Well, we'll help you with stage two, get qualified. Stage three, get connected, so that you get opportunities to walk into stage four and get started. Some of you going, Ken, I know what I'm supposed to do. I know how to get there. I'm dealing with fear and doubt. Maybe some relationship or money issues are holding me back. Well, we can help you with that. We've got Ramsey Solutions and Dave Ramsey's tried and true baby steps. We'll help you on that financial piece of it. And then I'll help you identify the fear, the doubt. We'll call it out. We'll deal with the relationship issues. We'll get you to a place where you go, okay, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to live with it. 844-747-2577 is the phone number, 844-747-2577. It's a caller-driven show. Let's go. But first, folks, we're never going to see burnout, this concept of burnout, go away. I believe that burnout's not it's a feeling. It's not an actual substantive source. It's a symptom. And so I like to address what I think is really going on, which is buildup on the heart. There are five causes of buildup. Number one, no passion for the work. You're good at it. You got the talent, but there's no passion for it. You don't love the work, and there's no missional result that you're producing. You just don't feel a mission when you do this work. And so that's the number one cause, where people feel burned out. You keep doing that over and over and over again. It's just kind of like, is there more? What's going on? You got no juice. The second reason is just toxic work environments. We've got poor cultures because of bad leadership and all kinds of nonsense going on in the workplace. And you can absolutely love what you do, but you come into an environment like that long enough, you will lose the juice. So toxic environment. Then there's being overwhelmed. COVID has caused people to be overwhelmed. We're going to address that right now. When you're overwhelmed, you feel like you are drowning the moment you get in the car to head to work, much less get into it. Or when you wake up in the morning and walk into your office or the closet. They're calling these clawfices now, right? So let's address that. CNBC put out an article on this issue, and I'm going to read just a bit from this because this is a lot of you that are listening. Megan Watkins hasn't been to the doctor in over a year. Every time she goes to schedule vacation time, something comes up. She is a 36-year-old retail food service manager. I've put my entire life on hold, she says to CNBC, and devoted everything to keep the business running. She feels she's given up everything in the last year to be reliable to the store, which she does recognize is in large part because she offers herself to keep filling in. She's envious of the 20-something staffers she manages who are vocal about prioritizing their mental health. But as a leader of the store and a primary breadwinner, she finds it hard to say no. Now, let me just address that right there. That right there is fear. If I say, I need some time off, I can't pull 60 hours this week. I can't keep pulling 60 hours. She's afraid she's going to lose her job. I talk about this from time to time. There's real fear and then there's fake fear. If I touch a fire, it is real that I'm going to get burned. But if I think there's a monster in the closet, that's not real. So in these situations, we got to address the fear. Is this a justifiable fear? Am I working for a leader who, if I say, I can't do this, I can't keep this going, they're going to go, you're out of here? Or is it a situation where they are a human being and you keep saying, I'll do it, and they may feel bad about it, but you're not telling them what effect it's having on you, and they may not see the noticeable negative effects. And so they go, okay, everything's okay, I appreciate it. They're going the extra mile. Or are they a human being and go, hey, look, yeah, take some time. Maybe they realize how valuable you actually are. And they don't want you to flame out. They don't want you to leave. So Jeffrey Hunger, 34, credits his feelings of being burned out to loss of excitement and vigor that normally comes from my work as a researcher and educator. He's a Miami University psychology professor who's also seen many of his students struggle with distance learning. Teaching in a virtual classroom isn't getting it, he says. And his students being burned out and turned off by the whole distance learning thing is making him feel the same thing. This is the connection. So, I share this because if you're feeling burned out, we've got an article at kencoleman.com on the causes of burnout. It's really five causes of buildup. I just touched on three of them. Overwhelmed was the third one. Coming back to this, the fourth one is you feel underappreciated. People want to be seen. They want to be noticed. Leaders, wake up. People would rather get an attaboy, attagirl than they would a raise. Shockingly, for some of you, that's a shock, but it shouldn't be. Just recognition and reward, that's not even financial, goes a long way. And the fifth cause is you're just bored. We had a caller earlier today. Bored out of their mind. Why? No challenge. So those are the five causes of buildup on the heart. Think of it as plaque on your teeth, eventually causes bigger health concerns. Think of it as if you put your hand on your heart right now, you can feel it beating if you're quiet. If you put blanket after blanket or jacket after jacket to the point where you no longer can press and even feel the weight of your hand on your chest, you won't feel your heart, but you know it's there. That's buildup. No passion for the work, toxic work environment, overwhelmed, overlooked and underappreciated is the fourth cause. And then the final cause is being bored. Understanding that over time, any one of those, not to mention that many of those five causes of buildup are happening to people every day. Around the globe, not just in America. Any one of those causes of buildup will eventually get you to a point where you can't feel your heart. And your heart's got to be in your work, folks, or else it's just a J-O-B. And therein lies why we do the Ken Coleman Show. So many people are working talent alone. They're good at it. They don't love it, passion. It doesn't produce a result. They're not accomplishing something that matters deeply to them. That's mission. Talent, passion, and mission must be aligned for you to be doing the work you were created to do. Think of it as your contribution zone. When you use your talent, what you do best, to perform your passion, work you love, to accomplish your mission, results that matter deeply to you, you are on purpose and you are doing what you were born to do. So much freedom there, by the way. All right. You ready? We're going to get on the phone, help some people one-on-one, because this is Purpose Talk Radio. This is the Ken Coleman Show. This is the Ken Coleman Show. More money, more impact. And part of that, by the way, is helping you get the job, right? The competitive edge. Think of me as your coach. I want to help you beat the competition because you are in a competition. One of the ways we do that is not just through the teaching, the content, the resources we create, but partnerships like ZipRecruiter, the number one hiring site in the United States. ZipRecruiter understands the job process can be icky, sucky, frustrating, lonely, all the things. And so their artificial intelligence does a lot of the work for you. They send you job opportunities for you to apply to with one click, not filling out a new resume every time. And because they're Zip and because companies are paying ZipRecruiter for access to you, not only is it a free service for you, but you stand out because while you're doing your life, they're pitching you to companies that have positions that match up to your profile. Again, no brainer. ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter.com. The Ken Coleman Show continues. from our Ramsey Solutions Worldwide Headquarters in Nashville, 844-747-2577. This is a different kind of talk radio show. We're not talking politics, we're talking purpose. And here's what's great about that. It doesn't matter whether you're a Republican, Democrat, liberal, conservative. It doesn't matter what your faith is, what your situation is. Every one of you long to do something that matters deeply to you. You want to make money, but you also want to make a difference. In other words, how do I make the income I need and the impact I want? The answer is be in your sweet spot, in your contribution zone, where you use what you do best, your talent, to do work you love, your passion, to produce results that matter to you, mission. That's the formula. And by the way, nobody talks about it that way. And that's how you really figure it out. And I can help you. Part coach, part counselor, part cheerleader. I am your friend. Let's go. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Phoenix, Arizona, where Caroline joins us. Caroline, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Good morning, Ken.
Good morning. How are you, Caroline?
Great. I wanted to call and thank you because you have walked with me to my passion. And I was able to leave a job that just did not serve me. I was in for 20 years.
Wow.
And now I am doing what I love.
Which is what?
I'm actually a coach. I'm coaching.
Really?
People through life changes. And I'm also working in some of our family business. I do some paperwork for my husband's business.
Awesome.
But I am in my sweet spot.
I love it. Tell me about the transition. What did you do? You said I walked with you. You're giving me more credit than I deserve. I think you may have just heard me chattering every day, but you're the one that went out and did the work. Tell me about the journey.
Well, I worked for the government before. I worked really weird hours, so early in the morning, and it was a cog in the wheel type of a feel. I wasn't, like you were saying earlier in your teaching, I was not being recognized for work. There was no communication. It was just all a negative situation. And I said, there has to be something better than this. And of course, I got Proximity Principle. I listened to it over and over again and listened to your podcast and early in the morning because I knew there had to be something better.
Oh, I love that.
Every day I was in there, I was just getting sucked further down. And it really gave me light of, this is going to be better. Where can you go to do this?
Oh, I love it. So you started taking some steps. What was the big step? Tell folks, teach them a little bit.
The big step for me was to say, what do I want to do?
Yeah.
My husband was instrumental in it. He is my backbone. And he's like, you are here to help people. I knew there was something more.
Mm-hmm.
And as I started coaching people in performance and things such as that, they were exceeding in their lives.
How did you, here's what I want to ask. How did you find that first coaching client? Was it something you did for free? Did you charge them? What'd you coach them on?
I did go to school for life coaching. I also went to school as a Ramsey coach.
Oh, okay. So you went and got qualified. So you got clear and then you, okay, got it. Excellent. How'd you land that first coaching client?
The life coaching through the school I had, we did free coaching and then I picked up some clients there. And then I did my own debt-free journey, and
awesome.
Then I picked up some clients there because I could relate,
yeah.
And I just talked to people and said, I see you and I know where you're coming from, and so many people don't hear that anymore.
I love that. How did you decide what you were going to charge?
Oh, that was funny. I started like for nothing. It was like Christy Wright says that, like you beg and offer a pie or something,
yeah.
But I really seriously undervalued myself all the way through.
Yeah.
Clients offered to pay me more.
Wow. So what's your advice to people? Now that you're on the other side of this, you did it the wrong way, which by the way, that's where everything from my show comes from, is all the things I did wrong, right? I learned from it. So talk to people that this is great advice. I love hearing from you. How did you get to the point where you're like, oh, I am undervaluing myself and I'm going to go ahead and bite the bullet here and start charging what I think I'm worth? What'd that look like?
My confidence started to increase because I went from a place of being pushed down to being risen up. And as I started to get my own confidence of making a difference in my value and really realizing I could go into this full time and leave what wasn't serving me, I knew I had to make a certain amount of money. And I just said, this is what I'm going to charge. And then at that point, I felt value even more because my clients still paid that and still appreciated me.
Yeah, I love that. I love it. So the lesson is what? What would you do differently to charge the right amount of money from day one? What's your takeaway?
My takeaway really is that I was worth more than I was being accounted for. Mm-hmm. And when I decided I wanted to stand up and be my worth, I got paid my worth.
Right. So from the get-go, if folks are out there listening, I think this is a great lesson here from Caroline. You know what you have to do? You have to say, I'm worth this from the get-go, and then I'm going to prove it to everybody. Not wait to prove it to then get your worth. Establish your worth and be okay if somebody says no. And then you're going to prove it down the line. That, to me, is the big lesson. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
I love it.
And when I push a little bit more past my worth, that pushes me harder to serve my clients better.
Yeah, I love that. Well, Caroline, I am so excited for you. Joe, I feel like we need a little happy dance, some applause, because Caroline, you did the work. Way to go. Oh, Caroline, it feels so good. It feels so good to actually step into your sweet spot. Those are her words, and that's why we do it. And reminder, if you're new to the show, Caroline's doing what she's good at. She's doing what she loves, and she is producing results that matter deeply to her. Oh, that's so fun. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Ariel, who joins us in Warrensburg, Missouri. Ariel, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Ariel. What's going on?
So, I'm struggling a little bit.
Okay.
I have been in my current position or title for almost 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I have this fear that if I keep staying loyal to the business I work for and the clients and the team, that I'm not ever going to miss my chance to have a better career, like that I'm holding myself back.
Yeah. I think that's probably, fear lies to us a lot, but I think in this mm-hmm. situation, fear is telling you the truth. Do you agree or disagree?
I feel like I agree. It's just hard. I'm a loyal person, and knowing when the right time, I get a lump in my throat every time I try to dream about
why
maybe doing something different.
Why do you get a lump?
I worry what would happen, like that they couldn't replace me, or I see it's really hard to get somebody to do what I do.
Yeah, but let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
How old are you?
I'm 27.
What happens if you deny your heart and you don't pursue mm-hmm. the dream all because you feel like you're irreplaceable and maybe they'll say some bad things about you and maybe they'll be disappointed that they're losing you many years mm-hmm. from now? Do you think you might resent those people and resent yourself if you don't do this?
That's really kind of what I feel, that,
well, by the way,
I'm gonna look back and regret waiting. Or
do you want to live a life where you look back and regret, or do you want to live a life where you look back and reminisce on, wow, that was a hard decision. It really hurt to leave those people because they were so good.
Mm-hmm.
They were good to me, and it was a great chapter in my life. Gosh, I miss them. But boy, oh boy, am I excited about the next chapter and the next chapter and the next chapter. Which way do you want to live? Or do you want to look back and go, gosh, I should have done it. I was so worried about what they were going to say about me. And I was so worried about being a bad person. And I should have done it. Which way do you want to live?
I feel like I'd rather look back and not regret. Know that I went for it. I fear leaving people.
Stop.
I know.
Stop it right now. Ariel, are you a good person? Yes mm-hmm. or no?
Yes, I'm a good person.
Okay. Do you know what you're supposed to do with your life? Yes or no?
I feel like I know the direction.
Say it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Does it
no.
require you leaving these nice people in this company? Yes or no?
Yes
or no? All right. That's
yes.
the end of the conversation. We don't talk about it anymore. We decide today, Ariel. And then once we decide, we begin doing. Decide and do. This is where America hangs out to talk about purpose. How do I figure out what my purpose is? And then if I do figure it out, how do I make it a reality? Well, welcome to the Ken Coleman Show. That is why we're here. Taking talk radio by storm because everybody's going, what is this? Wait a second. You're not going to talk about Washington, D.C. and its impact on my dream? No. So, you know what makes this fun is like it's come one, come all. We don't care what your political persuasion is. What we care about is what your purpose is. So, if you're looking for another show about somebody firing you up and getting you angry, this is not it. If you're looking for a show that fires you up and gets you on purpose, now you have arrived. Because this is what we do. It's all about you. You were created to fill a unique role. That means that you are needed. It also means that you must do it. So now it's not just feeling good about ourselves that we matter. It's we better get about the business of mattering. In other words, we want to do work that matters to us because we know the results are for others. 844-747-2577. If you're stuck, confused, scared, down, defeated, this show's for you. We can help you. Let's get that Mount Everest clear so we can get our heads up, looking forward. And then we'll come up with a path to get you up to the top of your Mount Everest. The American dream is alive and your dream job is closer than you think. 844-747-2577 is the number. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Alberta, Canada. Colton joins us there. Colton, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, thanks for taking my call.
You bet. What's up?
So I have a job opportunity to go from the company I'm working for to a manufacturer. I'm an appliance service technician. They've offered me the job, and I actually have to respond to them today if I'm taking it or not. And I have a little bit of hesitancy to take it. I do love where I work. I do love the company that I work for. And so that's kind of what's holding me back from taking it. It is a $10,000 pay raise over the year, and it's a little bit more, I guess you could call stable because it is working as an employee for a manufacturer, whereas my company is just a third-party company. So I'm trying to figure out whether it's a good step to take it or just to stay with the company that I'm at.
What are you afraid of?
So my long-term business plan is to, or my long-term career plan is to start my own business. Mm-hmm. And working for this manufacturer, I would only be working and get experience on one brand. Mm-hmm. As opposed to where I am now, I get experience on all brands.
Good. So you feel like you're getting tempted, as anyone would, by a pay raise, but it's going to limit your experience. It's going to limit your development. As opposed to if you stay here, you're going to get more of the experience that you need and thus develop faster and move you further, quicker on the path you actually want to be on. Correct?
Yeah, you could say that for sure.
Wow. Well, look, I mean, I'm the guy that tells people all the time, don't take a job just because of a pay raise. Because here's what will happen. Mm-hmm. If your instincts are right, and all I did was repeat your instincts to you. If your instincts are right, what happens 6 months from now?
About staying or leaving?
Yeah. If you take this new job 6 months from now, what happens?
Hopefully I wouldn't regret it.
Yeah, but good chance that you're going to regret it.
Yeah.
Because you're limited, correct?
Yeah.
You're going, 6 months from now, the $10,000 pay increase wears off, right? Kind of like, oh, I got used to that check. That's nice. But I'm limiting myself. I'm only doing this one thing, and I don't know. It sounds like to me you're looking for my permission to say no, and I'm giving it to you. You're not a moron for saying no to this job. Because it sounds like to me if you stay put, you get the experience you need, which is way more valuable than the $10,000 pay bump. Am I right or am I wrong?
Yeah, that's right. Like you said, it's just tempting because we are in baby step two, trying to pay off student loans. And so
I get it. But what's a way that you could make $10,000 more but stay where you are?
Yeah, well, I've been brainstorming things and
there's all kinds of things. It's all kinds of things for you to do.
Yeah, for sure.
If you want to make $10,000 more or $5,000 more or $15,000 more or whatever to pay off debt, find that. But don't sacrifice or delay your future development just because of $10,000 when you can go get $10,000 other ways. That would be my point.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Say no.
Okay.
I'm proud of you, dude. Can I tell you that? The fact that you called me and you were already there, you just wanted my permission to do what you already knew you were supposed to do. So good for you.
All right. Thanks, Ken.
Yeah, man. Sharp young man there. I love that. Hey, let me tell you what I love about Colton. Here's a young man that's looking at the big picture, and he's going, I got to stay where I am. I got to find another way to pay off debt a little faster, and he can do that. But he knows if he stays, he's going to get the experience he needs that will fast forward his dream. Good for you, Colton. Let's go to Runel in Peachtree City, Georgia. Joe, we know where that is. Been there many, many times doing high school football, by the way. Runel, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. I'm calling because I've been in the IT field for 20 years, and I'm on a job now that I've had probably for the last 7 or 8 months, and the job pays really well, but I'm unhappy. I'm just burned out in the IT field, and I put in my resignation about a week ago, but my boss offered me to change my schedule so that I could work 4 days a week, about 32 hours, and keep my benefits. And I accepted. I had a plan. I really want to be an entrepreneur. I saved about $25,000 and I was ready to make the jump. And because I stayed, now I feel like I sold myself out.
No, you haven't sold yourself out. So stop beating yourself up. Okay? Right now. Why are you feeling burned out there?
I think it's the type of work that I do, a lot of project work type deadlines. I'm always kind of like the go-between person, you know, trying to find answers.
Yeah.
A lot of documentation that I do.
So you're overwhelmed. Overwhelmed.
Yeah.
All right,
overwhelmed.
So
yeah.
Now on the 32-hour schedule, the new schedule he's offered you, are you going to be as overwhelmed or will that decrease dramatically?
Well, it will decrease as far as time, still same level of responsibility,
yeah.
but my boss did address some of my concerns, which is just making sure that we have the knowledge resources, like people that we need that right. are kind of like
so,
the subject matter experts.
Yeah. So yeah. So there are some changes. Let's see how let's see how it goes for 30 more days. Let's just see.
Okay.
Let's see if the new schedule and the boss addressing some of the stuff that you brought up, which is creating this feeling like you're drowning as soon as you walk in the parking lot. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Now, after 30 days, let's see. If it hasn't changed in 30 days, you are already ready to walk anyway.
Okay.
To go do your own thing.
Yeah.
So, guess what, Runel?
What?
You can leave in 30 days. You can go, I tried it. You talked me into it. It's not right. I'm out. Am I right?
Yeah, you are.
Of course I'm right. Try it. Stack up some more money. If it works, there was a reason why you came back. I think maybe you're either afraid or you feel like I need a little bit more time before I launch out on my own. True or false?
True.
All right. So if you're afraid, figure out what you're afraid of. Are you afraid of something that's real or are you afraid of something that's fake? Give it 30 more days. If the fear was not real, leave if it doesn't work in 30 days. Okay? If you need more time, be grateful. My time is almost up, but before I let you go, you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey, if you're a fan of this podcast, we've got more where that came from. Ever wondered how to win in business and leadership? I'm George Camel, host of the Entree Leadership Podcast, where you'll hear exceptional advice, origin stories, and practical strategies for success. These weekly conversations with America's brightest business owners, thought leaders, and entrepreneurs will help you succeed in all areas of business and leadership. Listen to the Entree Leadership Podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.